الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. We continue discussing these verses of poetry of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, which are titled Mi'raj-e-Ishq, The Ascension of Love, The Lofty Stages of Love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that each and every one of us must aspire to achieve. And we'll try and discuss the last three verses of this particular poetry.
Bahut se salati hue ghar se beghar, bahut se salati hue ghar se beghar, dilon mein jab unke kiya ishq ne ghar, bahut se salati hue ghar se beghar, dilon mein jab unke kiya ishq ne ghar, maza unko aaya jo us sange dar par, to paya faqeeri ko shahi se behtar, wo dil jisme jalwa وہ دل جس میں جلوہ تمہارا نہیں ہے وہ دل سب کا ہو پر تمہارا نہیں ہے کبھی تو بآ ہو فغار ہو رہا ہوں کبھی دل ہی دل میں نہار ہو رہا ہوں کبھی تو بآ ہو فغار ہو رہا ہوں کبھی دل ہی دل میں نہار ہو رہا ہوں کبھی ایک خلش سی محض پا رہا ہوں کبھی خون آنکھوں سے برسا رہا ہوں تیرے غم کا جو ہائے مارا نہیں ہے کسی کا وہ ہو پر تمہارا نہیں ہے جگہ ہے وہی ساری دنیا سے خوش تر جگہ ہے وہی ساری دنیا سے خوش تر جہاں آپ کے در پہ ہوگا میرا سر نہ ہرگز میرا سر ہو اور غیر کا در یہی ہے شب و روز فریاد اختر جو ہے آپ کا بس وہی ہے ہمارا جو ہے آپ کا بس وہی ہے ہمارا ہمارا نہیں جو نہیں ہے تمہارا
He says, بہت سے سلاتی ہوئے گھر سے بے گھر Many a king gave up his kingdom. Many a wealthy person gave up their wealth. Many a person of beauty gave up what he could give and achieve through his beauty or through her beauty. دلوں میں جب ان کے کیا عشق نے گھر. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love came into their heart, and when the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes into a person's heart, it's not just the love that comes. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself comes into that heart. Ana inda munqasiratil qulub. My Ustad Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, he says in a very beautiful verse of poetry,
بَسَا لَنَا کسی کو دل میں دل ہی کا کلیجہ ہے بَسَا لَنَا کسی کو دل میں دل ہی کا کلیجہ ہے پہاڑوں کو تو بس آتا ہے جل کر تور ہو جانا پہاڑوں کو تو بس آتا ہے جل کر تور ہو جانا.
For any vessel, for any vessel, any utensil, anything to take in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not possible. Only the heart has got that capacity. Only the heart has got the guts to take in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, has got the ability, the capacity to take in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Even the mountains do not know how to take in the jalwa and the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They just shatter to smithereens. When Musa alayhi salatu wa salam asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Rabbi arini andhur ilayk. Ya Allah, show me yourself. I want to look at you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, you won't be able to see me. But let me shine some of my tajalli on Mount Tur. And if it beholds it, then maybe you'll be able to see some of that tajalli. And when the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shone on Mount Tur, then that mountain shattered into smithereens. Paharon ko to bas aata hai jalkar tur ho jana. If there is any human being, if there is any person who can take Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then it is the broken hearts of the believers. Ana inda munkasiratil qulub. I can stay in the broken hearts of the believers. How do the hearts break? Why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that He stays in the broken hearts of the believers? What does it mean? It means that when that believer breaks his heart by not fulfilling his haram desires, then in that particular heart I go into. That is the heart that I make my home. That is the person who I make my friend. That is the one who I bless with my love. The person who does not fulfill his haram desires. That's how it works. It can't be that Ganga ka ashnam bhi kiya, Hajj Kaaba bhi kiya, Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. It can't be that we go and jump in the Ganges also, and we go for Hajj also, and Shaitan must also be happy, and Rahman must be happy. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must be happy. It doesn't work like that. We please only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that is the only way we will get His love. From the beginning of the 10 days, we're discussing the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Perhaps this is the fundamental most point. If we want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to please Him. You want the love of an illicit beloved, and you displease that beloved, will you get her love? It doesn't happen. The same applies to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you want His love, we want His affection, we want Him to become ours, we want to become His, then we have to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And not only please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we have to abstain from His displeasure. Abstain from the things that are going to bring the displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Sultan Ibrahim ibn Adham was one such person who gave up his kingdom. He gave up his kingdom, he ran away from his kingdom. He hid and he went away. Read about it in the Masnavi of Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh. He gave up his kingdom for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And so many incidents are mentioned thereafter. One person found him in the jungle, and he was busy mending one of his pieces of cloth on the side of one river in the jungles of Nishapur. And he asked him that, "Aren't you the king? Weren't you the king of this place? And you gave up your kingdom?" He said he took his needle and he threw it into that river. And he said to the fish of that river that, "Oh fish of the river, bring my needle back." And hundreds of little fish came with golden needles in their mouths. Hundreds of little fish came with golden needles in their mouths. And he said to them that, "Look, I don't want these golden needles. All I want is my own little needle." And one fish came and brought that needle back. He said, "Look, this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given me. Maza unko aaya jo us sange dar par." When they got the enjoyment of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to paya faqeeri ko shahi se behtar. Then they found living in this life of abstinence, zuhud, taqwa, giving up worldly pleasures, worldly wealth, all of these things. It's not haram to have a lot of wealth. It's not. In fact, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, many of them were extremely wealthy individuals. Very, very wealthy. Perhaps if you have to count their wealth, they will make the wealthy amongst us feel poor. That is how much of wealth Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed them with. But that wealth, they were not consumed by that wealth. It did not determine how they mood swing. It did not determine how they behave with people. And therefore, that must not be the objective and purpose of life. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam taught us one dua, "Allahumma la taj'ali dunya akbara hammina." Oh Allah, don't make the dunya the most important thing of my life. Just worldly possessions, worldly wealth, that's the only thing that I'm concerned with. From morning to evening, evening to morning. Wala ghayata raghbatina. Ya Allah, let the dunya not be the only thing that I know about. The only raghbat and desire that I have is just to earn wealth. The only knowledge that I know is how to make a quick buck. Allahumma la taj'ali dunya akbara hammina. Wala mablagha ilmina. Wala ghayata raghbatina. These are du'as that we must make. And at the same time, we have to earn the dunya as well. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says that we don't tell the people to kick the dunya. Because you tell the person to kick the dunya and you don't give him food for 2 days, then his foot will also not lift up to kick the dunya. So we need the dunya. But it must not consume us. It must not become the most important thing. Everything else is on the way. The objective is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The objective is His obedience. The objective is His love. And that is what Hazrat is mentioning. Wo dil jisme jalwa tumhara nahi hai. Oh Allah, that heart in which your jalwa, your tajalli, your greatness is not there. Wo dil sabka ho par tumhara nahi hai. If a person's heart does not have the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that person's heart can be everyone else's, but it cannot be the heart of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's not the heart in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to come in. And therefore, this is something that we must develop a deep desire for. We must start off this love affair. Start off this love affair with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says, "Kabhi toba aho fugaro rahahu." Sometimes I'm crying aloud in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. "Kabhi dil hi dil mein niharo rahahu." And sometimes in my heart I'm crying. There's tears that are flowing. The heart is crying. And sometimes Allah walas, they also laugh and they joke. But we must not feel. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam himself laughed and joked. Asked the ulama ikram radiallahu damat barakatuhum, asked them, there are chapters that are dedicated in the books of hadith to the laughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's not wrong to laugh. And the words that come in the hadith, hatta badat nawajidhuhu, until he laughed until his teeth, molars could be seen, the back teeth. Not the front, the nawajid are the back teeth. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also laughed. But together with all that laughing, on one occasion, Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub rahmatullah alayhi, he made all the khulafa of Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, they all used to sit after Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi passed away. They used to sit in Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub rahmatullah alayhi's majlis. Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullah alayhi and other great ulama used to sit in Khaja sahab's majlis. And on one occasion, Khaja sahab made them laugh, and all of them were laughing, holding their stomachs and laughing. And then Khaja sahab rahmatullah alayhi asked them that, ye hasne ki halat mein kaun Allah se ghafil tha? Whilst laughing, who was negligent of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this condition of laughing? So Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullah alayhi, he said that we all remain silent. And then Khaja sahab rahmatullah alayhi said that, go hasi bhi hai lab pe har dam, aur aankh bhi meri tar nahi, lekin jo dil ro raha hai peham, kisi ko iski khabar nahi. Go hasi bhi hai lab pe har dam, even though my lips are laughing, aur aankh bhi meri tar nahi, and you can't see my eyes tearing, but lekin jo dil ro raha hai peham, but the heart that is crying with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one knows about that. So the attachment must be all the time. Kabhi toba aho fugar ho raha ho. Sometimes I'm crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala aloud. I'm standing in front of the Kaaba and I'm just tearing away. Kabhi dil hi dil mein nihar ho raha ho. And sometimes secretly I'm crying. Yehi aashiqo ka sheva, yehi aashiqo ki aadat. Yehi aashiqo ka sheva, yehi aashiqo ki aadat. Kabhi zikr ho zuba par, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. Sometimes we're remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with our tongues, and sometimes we're completely silent and we're just thinking and pondering and reflecting over Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But all the time, that's the only thing in our heart. Now, it doesn't mean that a person is not going to do his business. It doesn't mean that the person is not going to get involved in his housework. That now we go home and the wife says, now do some chores of the house. So we say, hey, don't you know now I'm thinking about Allah Ta'ala here. No, not like that. It doesn't mean that you're not going to do everything you're going to do. But whatever you do, it's going to be based on how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants you to do it. Otherwise, some people, they walk into the house with red eyes and a big tasbih, and they just carry on and they don't want to speak. That is not the shan of a Muslim and a believer. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came into the home, he used to smile. Yukallimuna wa nukallimuhu. He used to speak to us, we used to speak to him. He used to mend his shoes, he used to do the housework. All of these things he used to do. The housework is not only the work of the ladies at home. So many men, you ask them to put the washing machine on, then they have to go to the pamphlet to see the whole manual. How must I put that washing machine on? Because they never ever tried. They don't know how to do it. This is the work of, these are sunnahs. What about these sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? To help in the housework, to do all of these things. Aren't these sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also? Kabhi dil hi dil mein nihar ho raha ho. Kabhi ek khalish si mehaz pa raha ho. And sometimes I just feel uneasy. I want to be connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That uneasiness. On one of the first days we discussed one verse. Dile mustarib ka ye peygham hai. Tere bin suku hai na aram hai. Tarapne se faqat humko kaam hai. Yahi bas muhabbat ka inaam hai. All the time a person is uneasy. The one who is in love, he's uneasy. He wants to make sure that his beloved is pleased and happy with him. The lover of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is like that also. That what I'm thinking about, what I'm doing, what I'm speaking about, is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala happy and pleased with me or not? That is what should consume us all the time. Kabhi khoon aankho se barsa raha hu. And sometimes I'm shedding blood from my eyes in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے، اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے، جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے، جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے۔ حضرت حکیم اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے، ناؤ ان دا پاتھ آف لو آف اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ وی گوئنگ ٹو شیڈ ٹیئرز آف بلڈ، وی گوئنگ ٹو شیڈ جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے، وین وی آر گوئنگ ٹو وانٹ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ فرام دا ڈیپ ریسیسز آف آور ہارٹ، وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے، دین اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ از آلسو گوئنگ ٹو سی واٹ آور ڈیزائر از اینڈ ہی از گوئنگ ٹو گیو اس اینڈ پٹ آن آور ہیڈز دا کراؤن آف دا ولایت of his. He's going to put that crown on our heads, but provided we also want Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from within. Tere gham ka jo hai mara nahi hai, kisi ka wo ho par tumhara nahi hai. The person who is not madly in love with you, O Allah, he can be anyone else's, but he's not yours. And then he says in the last verse, jaga hai wahi sari dunya se khushtar. Oh, جہاں آپ کے در پہ ہوگا میرا سر. The best place in the earth is the place where our head is on the doorstep of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, wherever we are able to be obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those places are the best places in the world. And where our obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala starts lagging, it starts lacking, then we abstain from those places in the world. نہ ہرگز میرا سر ہو اور غیر کا در، یہی بس شب و روز ہے فریاد اختر. This is the dua of اختر, morning and evening, that my head must not bow down to anyone else. Maybe we don't worship anyone else. We worship only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We don't make sajda to anyone else. But when we obey our nafs and we disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we have actually worshipped our nafs. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. We have worshipped our nafs then we have disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So ya Allah, morning and evening this is my dua, that I must never ever, never ever be disobedient to you. I must never bow my head down before anyone else, before anyone else's command. And if my parents have to tell me to do something, and obeying them results in the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the Quran Sharif even says that you don't obey your parents in that. But وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But you still show them good character in as far as this worldly life is concerned, but you don't obey anyone if that obedience results in the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. La ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'siyatil khaliq. There is no obedience to the creation if that obedience results in the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then he says, jo hai aapka bas wahi hai hamara. Oh Allah, whoever is yours, he is ours. Our role models are those people who are yours. They are our role models. Nowadays, so many times we make the role models other people. Some football star, some cricket star. These days and nights that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed us with, they are to perform more salah. Not to watch Mo Salah perform. Isn't it? They are to perform Mo Salah. Not to watch Mo Salah perform. These are tests that come now, right towards the end of Ramadan. The World Cup will start. The best match in the season will be happening. The biggest match of the year will be happening. Al-ibratu bil khawatim. We can wipe off everything that we did if we don't look after the end of the month of Ramadan. People say, we're just passing time, Maulana. Time is going to pass, but it mustn't be that while time is passing, we fail. Time passes and we fail. That must not happen. Our ummate muslima par to ban aayi hai. Aaj ke naujawan, sun le meri fuga. O youth of today, listen to my cry, listen to my lament, listen to my complaint. Ummate muslima par to ban aayi hai. Aur tu gend balle ka shaidai hai. Tujh pe kyun is qadar behisi chhai hai. Kyun nahi uthata hai haathon mein teero kama. That, oh, youth of today, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam is going through so many trials, tribulations, difficulties all around the world. And the only thing that you are worried about is your bat and ball. The only thing you are worried about is your PS4. The only thing that you are worried about is your football matches. What does a person achieve when he watches a 5-day test, ball-to-ball coverage, and at the end of 5 days, it's a draw? What do we achieve by that? We have to think about this. Are we not wasting our time away? You'd rather go outside and play yourself. At least that makes you a little bit more fit. But to sit in front of the television and to watch 5 days of ball-to-ball coverage, and sometimes we learn the commentary off by heart also, what do we achieve by that? Ummate muslima par to ban aayi hai, aur tu gend balle ka shaidai hai, tujh pe kyun is qadar behisi chhai hai? Why have we become so indifferent? So indifferent. Our brothers and sisters, our little children are dying in Palestine, in Kashmir, in Iraq, in Iran, in Syria, in other parts of the world, but nothing seems to bother us but our cricket matches and we can't miss that match. Our namazes go away and then we say we want to love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How does it work? I'm not saying that we must not have halal entertainment. Permissible halal entertainment we must have. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam asked us to do that. But I'm speaking about just whiling away our time. Futility. What if one team scored so many goals and this person scored that many goals and one person won the Premier League? So what? How does it affect us at the end of the day? Every week we want to buy the magazine to make sure we updated. This is my team. As though we own that team. Nothing like that. Those poor people, they don't even know that we're supporting them. Our role models must be Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Those must be our role models. Jo hai aap ka bas, wahi hai hamara. Hamara nahi jo nahi hai tumara. Oh Allah, whoever is not yours, he is not ours. He is not ours. We're not going to take such a person as a role model. Sometimes we can misunderstand these verses to say that whoever is not yours, oh Allah, we got nothing to do with them. And we're going to isolate ourselves. So it doesn't mean that. When we live in a non-Muslim country like how we live, we have non-Muslim neighbors, we interact and we do Muslim business with non-Muslims, then as Muslims, we have to integrate in the society. It's very important. When we walk past someone who may be a non-Muslim, or even if he is a Muslim, but it appears as though he's not an obedient Muslim, first of all, we shouldn't be judging people. That is another sickness that has settled in our hearts. That everyone we see, we feel that, you know, we are the judges and we need to judge that person. That is not our job to judge. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to judge them on the day of Qiyamah. But nevertheless, so many people, we just ignore. Just because either they don't appear to be pious or righteous, or they are non-believers, they are not Muslims. And we walk past them like you're walking past a dog or a cat. No hello, no good morning, no assalamu alaikum, nothing like that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, afshu salam, spread salam, greet people. When we live in a society like this, we have to integrate in that society. Again, I'm not saying that we must assimilate. We don't have to become like that. We have to have our own principles. But we must integrate in the society. You cannot remain aloof. You cannot isolate yourself and then think that it's going to do wonders for you. It doesn't help. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he lived in Makkah Mukarramah for 53 years of his life, and he integrated in that society. 13 years after Nubuwat, the majority of the people were non-Muslims, but all of them referred to him as As-Sadiq al-Amin. If he had isolated himself, would they even know that he was Sadiq and Amin? He integrated in the society, but he had his principles. So we must integrate. We must not assimilate, and we must not isolate. But we must integrate in society. But at the same time, the role model, our role models are those who are obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And those who are disobedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they can never ever be our role models. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts up and cause our hearts to brim with His love. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make Himself our heart throb. Our heart must throb with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayhi.